Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Arachin daf Chaf Vav. We left off Chaf Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very much for his continued sponsorship. Today, we are going to discuss what happens if a person is Makdish, a Steyachuza, and he is not Poda, the field, he doesn't redeem the field, before Yovel. So what happens? So we're going to see Machlokas in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to scrutinize, which is going to take us all the way until the Mishnah on the bottom of Chavav Amud Beis. So it's really one big sugya today. We're going to see what happens at Yovel. So we're going to see there are two mandiyamrim who hold that at the first Yovel, let's say if a person is Makdish Esteyachuza midway through a Yovel period, once the first Yovel passes without the field being redeemed, the Kohanim get to divide the field and it becomes their Sedeyachuza, so to speak. So we're going to see a Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether when the Kohanim get the field at the Yovel, do the Kohanim have to pay for the field or do they just get the field without payment? There is a Mandiyamar that's brought down in the Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah, holds that nothing happens at the first Yovel, and in fact, nothing happens at the second Yovel. It's only at the third Yovel that the field goes to the Kohanim. So a lot of the discussion in the Gemara is going to be, according to the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, who holds that nothing happens at the first Yovel, because the Kohanim don't get an entitlement to the field at the first Yovel, what happens if between the first Yovel and the second Yovel, the Baal comes to redeem the field? So it hasn't yet gone to the Kohanim. It's the guy Steyachuza. He comes to redeem the field. Since it's after the first Yovel, but before the second Yovel, can he redeem it and can the field retain its status of a Steyachuza? Or has he missed the boat because one Yovel has passed? And yes, he can redeem it, but now it has the status of a Stei Mikne in his hands again. So that's what a lot of the discussion today is going to be about. The Mishnah on the bottom of Chavav Amud Beis is going to talk about, and this we saw already, I think, 2 weeks ago, is going to talk about what happens if a person buys a field from his father, and then his father winds up dying, either before or after he is Makdish the field. So in other words, at the time that he's Makdish, let's say the father dies after he's Makdish the field. It's at the time when he's Makdish the field, it's a Stei Mikne because he bought it. However, it's a Sada that's Roy Leos to be a Steyachuza because when his father dies, he's going to inherit it. And in fact, his father did die after he was Makdish the field. So we're going to talk about that. We'll see if we get up to the Mishnah. That's at the bottom of Chavav Amud Beis in any event. But we are at Chavav Amud Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the Amud. So it says the Mishnah as follows. Higia Yovel Velo Nigala. If Yovel comes and the field has not been redeemed, in other words, if a person is Makdish Esteyachuza and he is not Goal the field, he is not Poda the field before Yovel, then the Kohanim Nechnasin Lesocha V'nosnin Es Damea Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohanim get to enter the field, they get to take the field, and they have to pay. And they have to pay for the field. Who are these Kohanim? So again, as we saw yesterday, by Rashi on the Mishnah points out, it's Kohanim Shel Mishmar Yovel Nechnosim Letocha. It's the Kohanim who are serving in the Mishmar at the time that Yovel actually takes effect. When does Yovel take effect? Yovel takes effect Yom Kippur during the Yovel year. So it's those Kohanim who are serving in that Mishmar who get to go in and they get to take the field, but they have to pay for it. That's what Rav Yehuda says. Rav Shimon Omer, Nechnasin Velo Nosin. Rav Shimon says, yes, they do get to enter the field, they do get to take the field, and it does become theirs. However, Velo Nosin, they don't have to pay for the field. Rav Elazar Omer, Lo Nechnasin Velo Nosin. They don't enter the field. They don't pay for the field, obviously, because they're not getting it. Elonik Reis Sadr Retushin Adayovel Asheni. Rather, it's called an abandoned field until Yovel Sheni, until the second Yovel passes. And the reason that it's called a Sade Retushin is so anybody who comes and redeems that field from Hekdish should understand that at Yovel, it's going to go to the Kohanim. So that's why, in other words, we're advertising, just know that what you're buying, you're only buying for a limited period of time. Now, what happens when the second Yovel comes? So Igiya Yovel Sheni, if the second Yovel comes, Velo Nigalon, it's not yet redeemed. Nikres Retushe Retushin, it's called a twice abandoned field. Ada Yovel Ashlishi, until the third Yovel comes along. However, Li Olam Ein Akonim Nechlasin Latocha, Ad Sheigalenu Acher. That the only time the Kohanim get it is if somebody else redeems it first. So Rav Elazar says it's a totally different paradigm. Whereas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon said the person is being Makdish Hestei Achuza, when Yovel comes, even if nobody, and especially if nobody was poda the field from Hektish, the Kohanim get to keep that field. Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the Kohanim have to pay for the field or not, leave that to the side for a second. So a person is Makdish Hestei Achuza, nobody redeems it, Kohanim come in and get the field after one Yovel. Rav Elazar says a great chiddush. Not only do the Kohanim not get the field after one Yovel, that after one Yovel it goes to a second Yovel, and after a second Yovel it goes to a third Yovel, the only time the Kohanim get the field, according to Rabbi Lazar, is if someone was previously poda the field from Hektish, his drasha is going to be based on a pasuk. The Gemara is going to search for the makar for Rabbi Lazar Shita. That's most of the daf. So says the Gemara, but first let's focus on the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah. So my time at the Rabbi Yehuda, so what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda who says that the Kohanim have to pay for the field at the first Yovel, so they get the field, so why do they have to pay for it? So Gamar, Kodesh Kodesh, mi Makdish Bayis, because they have Gzeirah Shavah, Kodesh Kodesh, from a person is Makdish a Bayis, and by a Makdish a Bayis, it says, Rashi points out, it says, Ki Yaktish es Beiso, and by Steachuza, it says, Betseiso Bayovel Kodesh, and just like when a person is Makdish a house, the only way the house leaves the possession of Hektish is if you are Podeit. So too, if a person is Makdish a field, the only way the field leaves the possession of Hektish is if you are Podeit. So yes, it's the Kohanim's entitlement to be Podeit the field, but they have to be Podeit. They have to pay for it. So says the Gemara, we learn Kodesh Kodesh mi Makdish Bayis, mal halam bedamim, afkam bedamim. Just like by Makdish Bayis, you have to pay in order to be poda the field. So too, by the Kohanim, they have to pay in order to be poda, in order to be poda the field. What exactly are they paying? So Rashi explains that the Kohanim always pay that flat fee of 50 shekel per besa. So whereas the owner, if he comes to redeem the field from Hektish before Yovel, we said yesterday and over the past couple of days, there's a concept of Giraon, there's a concept of reduction. So you pay the 50 shekel per besa. That's assuming that you're redeeming it 50 years before Yovel. But let's say you're redeeming it 10 years before Yovel. So you only have to pay Yovel, you only have to pay Hektish rather for the amount of time that remains from now, from the time of redemption, until Yovel. So for example, if you're redeeming it 10 years before Yovel, you would pay 10 sela plus 10 pundion to Hektish. The Kohanim, when they are poda to the field, they always have to pay the flat fee for redeeming a Estei Achuza of 50 shekel per besa. The Mefarshim explain, however, that's only when no one was previously poda the field. Let's say the owner of the Estei Achuza was Makdish the field. Somebody else then comes and is poda the field. So that somebody else does not get to keep the field as a Estei Achuza because he's not the owner of the field. He's not the ancestral owner of the field. He only owns the rights until Yovel. What happens at Yovel? The Kohanim get it. Now, in that case, the Kohanim don't have to pay. Why? Because Hektish already received money. Hektish already received money when the guy who redeemed it redeemed the field. If nobody redeems the field, however, then the Kohanim have to pay. And how much do they pay? 50 shekel per base sa'ah. Good. So now, says the Gemara, three lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Shimon gamar kodesh kodesh mikivsei atzeres. And Rabbi Shimon learns kodesh kodesh gzeirah shavah from kivsei atzeres. And Rashi points out here, it's two lines up from the bottom. And Rashi, b'kifsei atzeres ksiv kodesh yiyu la'ashem la'kohen. And by steachuza, we said, it says kodesh. Now, kifsei atzeres and steachuza, what's the comparison, you might ask? Steachuza is a field. Kifsei atzeres is a carbon that you bring on Shavuos. What in the world do these have to do with each other? So Rashi points out, the Gemara is going to get to in a second, but that it's Michavdal and Matnas Kahuna Ninu. They're both from the 24 Matnas Kahuna. However, a bias in one of the Batei Arichoma or a Batei Chaseres that you're Makdish, that's not a matana l'kohanim, so there's no comparison really between a bias and a steachuza. But the steachuza, the fact that we were metake, and the fact that the Torah says it goes to the kohanim by Yovel, plus the kifzei atzeres, the fact that the kohanim get to share in that, those are both matnas kuhuna, therefore maybe there is a comparison between the two. And the Gemara takes this further, two lines up from the bottom, Mala halon bechinam, afkan bechinam. Just like by the kifzei atzeres, the kohanim certainly don't have to pay in order to partake in that karban, so too, by the steachuza, when it goes to the kohanim by Yova, the kohanim do not have to pay for the right to the karban. Says the Gemara of Rav Yehuda, nami nelef mekifzei atzeres. Why doesn't Rav Yehuda learn from kifzei atzeres? Why is he learning from a makdish bayis? So he says, dan en kachei betekabayis, mikachei betekabayis, vein dan en kachei betekabayis, mikachei mizbeach. Simple, because I prefer to learn something that's kachei betekabayis from something else that's kachei betekabayis. Why am I going to learn a steachuza, which is betekabayis, from kifzei atzeres, which is obviously kachei mizbeach? Reb Shimon nami nelef in makdish bayis. Why doesn't Reb Shimon learn from makdish bayis? So he says, "Don in davar shematana lekohanim, davar shematana lekohanim," because it's more mistaber that he's going to learn something which is one of the matnas kuhuna from something else which is one of the matnas kuhuna. Ve'ein don in davar shematana lekohanim, davar she'ein matana lekohanim. Rather than learn steachuza from bayis, because bayis is not one of the matnas kuhuna, so he prefers to learn matnas kuhuna from matnas kuhuna. Okay, that's the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, and as we mentioned, the bulk of the Gemara today is going to focus on trying to find a makar for Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo nechnasim v'lo nosin, that at the first Yovel, or even at the second Yovel, the Kohanim don't get to take the field. So I'm a rabba. My time at the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? What's his makar? So Amar Kras, so it says in the Pasuk, V'im lo yigael es asadeh. And if he doesn't redeem the field, who's the he? The Baal, the owner of the field, doesn't redeem the field. Lo yigael od. He shall not redeem it any longer. V'im machar es asadeh. But if he, who's the he? If the gizbar of Hektish sells the field because somebody else came and redeemed it, then the Kohanim get to take the field when Yovel comes. So that's the way he darshans this pasuk. So says the Gemara, Amra Abaya, wow, what a novel drasha, Sakina Harifa Mepaska Kroy. You have such a sharp knife cutting the psukim. In other words, this is not the way to darshan the pasuk. If you look in Rashi, it's in the first skinny line, Sakina Harifa Mepaska Kroy. Halok siva achi. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. Ela achi ksivi. Lo yigael od. He shall not redeem it any longer. In other words, if the Baal is makdish a field, doesn't redeem it by Yovel, he shall not get to redeem it any longer. Vayasod b'seis of Yovel kohanim. And when Yovel comes, it goes out to the kohanim. The mashma the mishbegia Yovel lo tigael od v'tepik l'kohanim afilo lo machro gizbar. Where do you see in the pasuk there's a requirement that the gizbar actually sell the karka? In other words, that somebody else, that a third party, come and redeem the field in order for the kohanim to have an entitlement by Yovel. It doesn't say that. The whole pasuk is talking about one case. If the guy is makdish a field, he has until Yovel to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it by Yovel, then when the next Yovel comes, it goes to the kohanim. Where do you see a requirement that somebody else come and redeem the field? You're not interpreting the pasuk correctly. Elamar Abaya, time of Rabbi Eliezer Kedetanya. The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is as follows. Lo Yigoel. It says after the first Yovel, Lo Yigoel, that the original owner cannot redeem the field. Yocho lo teinigela shetelefonim kiste mikne. I might think that even after Yovel, the original owner can't even redeem the field to place it in his possession as is in the status of Sde Mikne. In other words, it's not going to be a Sde Achuza, because he already let one Yovel pass. So he's out of luck with respect to it being restored as a Steachuza. But maybe I would think that he can't even redeem the field in order for it to be like a Stei Mikneh, meaning that at Yovel, it will go out to the Kohanim. So I might think he doesn't even have that power. Tamalomar Od. It says, Lo Yigoel Od. He can't redeem it anymore, meaning the Kamosha Hoysain in Ageles, Avon Ageles, Shetei Levanev, Kistei Mikneh. Ah, he can't redeem it once Yovel passes. He cannot redeem it anymore, Lagabe, restoring its status as a Stei Achuza. But he can redeem it after the first Yovel Lagabe, at least it having the status of a Stei Mikneh. Says the Gemara, Amas. And when are we talking about? Again, we're talking about within the sheets of Rabbi Elazar, how do we know that at the first Yovel nothing happened? So Amos, what time period are we talking about where the owner cannot redeem the field to restore it to the status of a stay achuza, but he can redeem the field to restore it to the status of a stay mikneh? So when are we talking about? If we're talking about Yovel Rishon, in other words, before Yovel Rishon actually arrives, then the problem is, am I in an ageles? Why can the owner not redeem the field and restore its status as a stay achuza? Stay achuza namihave. It is a stay achuza, because Yovel has not yet arrived. And the halacha is, if you have a field that is your stay achuza and you're makdish the field, but you redeem it before Yovel, yes, you restore the stay achuza status. So what time period are we talking about when yes, you could redeem the field, but no, you can't redeem it as a stay achuza, you can only redeem it as a stay mikneh? Elipshita b'yovel sheni. We're talking about Yovel sheni. In other words, we're talking about where Yovel sheni hasn't yet, arrived. Meaning that that he can no longer redeem it to retain the status of a stay achuza, but he can redeem it to at least keep the status of a stay mikneh. The Rashash simply says that it's pashut that if the owner acquires it or reacquires it from someone who himself was poda the field from Hektish, then it's obvious that it's only a stay mikneh, because hello, he bought it back. The only time it's not obvious is where nobody bought it in the interim, Hektish still has it, now is it considered to be a stay achuza or not? What we're learning from here says that if you're redeeming it before the first Yovel, yes, it has the din of a stay achuza. If you're redeeming it after the first Yovel passes, but before the second Yovel, and the original owner comes and redeems it, then it only has the status of a stay mikneh. That's the way Rabbi Eliezer is going to learn these psukim. Now says the Gemara, but ulaman. So we've darshined a psukim like this, but the question is, whose shita is this? Ulaman. Ilei mele Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon. If it's a shita Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, it can't be. L'kohanim nafka. Because according to Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, after the first Yovel, the field's already gone to the Kohanim. So what are we talking about? According to Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, there's no siba where we're talking about a situation where the owner is redeeming it after the first Yovel, because when the first Yovel arrives, according to them, it's already gone to the Kohanim. Elamai, Elalav, Rabbi Eliezer. It's talking about the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Vishma Mina, Taimed, Rabbi Eliezer, Me'acha. So we see, this is the reason for Rabbi Eliezer, because it says, in Lo Yigal, by the Yovel Rishon, Lo Yigal Od, which is mashma, that yes, he can't redeem it any longer to maintain or to recapture his original status, but he can redeem it in order to maintain or in order to attain the status of a stay mikneh. So that's the shita, that's the makar of Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, really? V'tizbara, Rav Yudah Rav Shimon, hi od my darshi bay. So what do they do with the word ode? So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, from the word ode, he says that after the first Yovel, you can no longer restore your status as a stay achuza, but you can at least keep the status of a stay mikneh until the second Yovel. But according to Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, that by the first Yovel, the field already went out to the Kohanim, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yigoel Ode? He can't redeem it at all, because the Kohanim already have it. What does it mean, ode? So says the Gemara, Elohacha b'mayaskinam b'sada sheyatza l'kohanim v'ektisha kohen. We're talking about a sada that already went to the Kohanim. Then the Kohen is makdish the field. So the Kohen, again, when it goes to the Kohanim, the Kohen steps into the status of the owner as the owner of a sada achuza, as a stay achuza. So it went to the Kohanim. The Kohen was makdish it. V'asu b'ilam l'mifrkei. And now the original owner comes to redeem it from Hektish. I might think that the original owner loses all entitlement to be poed to the field, and he can't even be poed to the field to have it in his possession in the status of a stay mikneh. Tamalomer owed. No, says the Gemara owed. Why shouldn't he be able to redeem the field? The Kamosha is saying in Negeles, Aval Negeles, Shetei Lefanav Kistei Mikneh. He can't redeem it any longer in order to restore its status as a stay achuza, because now it has passed to be a stay achuza of the Kohanim, but he can redeem it to at least keep it as a stay mikneh until Yovel. Says the Gemara Vatanya, and we learn, Bishnasa Yovel, Yosheva Sadeh Lasher Kaneu Meito. And in the year of Yovel, and this is Vatanya Benichusa, the field returns to the person from whom he bought it. So again, we're dealing with a case where somebody was Makdish a field, the Kohanim took possession of the field, the Kohanim then were Makdish the field, somebody else redeemed it from Hekdish. When Yovel comes, who does it go back to? To the person from whom he bought it. So the question is, what does that mean, from the person from whom he bought it? The guy redeemed the field from Hekdish. So does that mean that by Yovel it goes back to Hekdish? Does it mean that it goes back to the Kohanim? Does it mean that it goes back to the original owner of the Seachuza? Who does it go back to? Who's Asher Kaneu Meito? Says the Gemara, Yachol Yachzer L'Gizbar, Shalachem Imenu. I'm a thing Pashut. Who does it go back to by Yovel? Goes back to Hekdish. Asher Kaneu Meito. We're dealing with a case where the Kohanim had the field. They were Makdish. The guy came and bought the field from Hekdish. So when it goes back on Yovel, should go back to the person from whom he bought it, i.e. the Gizbar. That's Hekdish. Says the Gemara, Tamalomar Lasher Lo Achuza Sa'aretz. Now, it goes back to the person who's called Achuza Sa'aretz. It's called the owner of the Se'achuza. Who's that? So, says the Gemara, Yomar Lasher Lo Achuza Sa'aretz. Ma Tamalomar Lasher Kaneo Meito. So we're going to see who that is. We're going to see who the owner of the Achuza Sa'aretz is. We're going to say that it's the Kohanim. But it says the Gemara, now the Gemara is dealing with the following. So it says Yomar Lasher Lo Achuza Sa'aretz. So let it just say Asher Lo Achuza Sa'aretz. Ma Tamalomar Lasher Kaneo Meito. Why does it say Asher Kaneo Meito, which is mashma that it goes back to Hekdish? It's to teach us another case. A sada that went to the Kohanim, the Kohen sells it, and the buyer is makdish it, and then a third party comes and redeems it. I might think that it goes back to the original owner, Tamalomar Lasher Kaneu. So it goes back to the person from whom he bought it. And who's the person from whom we bought it? Here it's the Kohen. Because we're dealing with a case where the Kohen had the field, the Kohen sold it, the buyer was makdish it, somebody else came and redeemed it. Who's the guy who sold something here? It's the Kohen. So it goes back to the Kohen at Yovel. It does not go back to the original owner by Yovel. Now says the Gemara, V'itzrich lo yigol, v'itzrich l'michtav l'asher kaneo. We need both of these psukim. Diksev Rachmana lo yigoel. I might, if the pasuk would have said lo yigoel, lo kadra klal, I might think that it doesn't go back at all. And then Rashi explains, what does this mean? It's Rashi three lines down in the wide lines. Ha lo kadra klal, hecha diktisha kohen, when the coin is makdishit, lo hadra l'shem adam liolam, I might think that it doesn't go out at all. Sharei steyachuza avi legabe coin, because legabe the coin it's steyachuza, d'chsev la coin tiyachuza so, v'chi makdish la coin, din steyachuza islay, and when the coin is makdishit, it should have a din of a steyachuza, u l'cheshe yigalenu acher miyad hektish, and when a person redeems it from hektish, teitzeve yovel v'tizchalik l'chala kohanim. That it goes out, it does leave that guy's possession by Yovel, but now it's divided to all the Kohanim. Aval koin amakdish lo tachzer ela kechelek shar echav. However, the coin who is makdish it only has his ratable share of whatever is distributed more broadly to the Kohanim, and it doesn't go back to him alone. Ve'ilkach nami lahadra labailim kamoi lios lefan avlus teachuza, and it's certainly not going back to the original owner in order to have its status restored as a steachuza. Because again, because diksev rachmana lo yigoel dlo kadra klal aval hocha dekahadar. So I might think there are certain instances where, as Rashi said, it doesn't go back to the original owner at all. It's just divided to the Kohanim. Aval hocha dekahadra. But over here, in the case where the guy was makdish the steachuza, it went to the Kohanim. The Kohen sold it. The buyer was makdish it. Somebody else came and redeemed it. Now we said it's going back to the Kohen. So when it goes back, I might think that when it goes back to the original owner, when it goes back to the owner by Yovel, it doesn't go back to the Kohanim, rather, it does not go back to the Kohen, rather, it goes all the way back to the original owner of the Steachuza. Because of Rachmana, Lasher Kaneu. That's why the Pasuk says, Lasher Kaneu. Who does it go back to? It goes back to the Kohen who bought it. It goes back to the Kohen who took the field, rather, and then sold the field. That's the guy who it goes back to, Asher Kaneu, from whom the buyer, who was then makdish the field, bought it from. That's the coin. And says the Gemara Vayter, V'kazar Rachmana Lashar Kaneyu, and if it would have said Lashar Kaneyu, Delo Ka Yoev Bailim Dome, that's only because the guy never redeemed it. Avalacha de Ka Yoev Dome, but over here, in other words, we're talking about a situation where the coin sold it to a buyer, the buyer was then Makdashit, and the question is, what happens then? Is somebody else coming and being potet before Yovel, or is nobody coming and being potet before Yovel? Sifit said, Lasher Kaneo Dloka Yabalim Dummy. That's because he never redeemed it. Avalacha de Ka Yoev Dummy, Tekam Biadayu. However, over here, again, we establish one of these cases here in the Gemara, which are complicated, of course, but we establish one of these cases in the Gemara where after a bunch of Yitzhiya Lekohanim and sales and Hektish, what if the original owner just appears out of nowhere, and let's say the original owner comes and then redeems the field from Hektish ultimately? So I might think that when the original owner comes and redeems the field from Hektish, take him biyadayu, then he should retain his status of Steachuza, because Rachmana lo yigoel. That's why the Gemara says lo yigoel. No, once Yovel passes and once the Kohanim get their hands on it and then it winds up being sold or winds up being consecrated again, the original owner cannot step into his status again and resume his status of a steachuza. V'iksev Rachmana lo yigoel, and says the Gemara now three lines up from the bottom, if it would have said lo yigoel, v'loksev od, and had it not said od, havamino lo tifra klal, I might think that the original owner loses all rights to redeem the field, that he can't redeem it in any capacity. Therefore, says the Gemara, Kazer Rachmana Od. That no, once the Yovel passes, or once the second Yovel passes, according to Rebbe Eliezer, or once somebody else takes possession of the field, the Kohanim, and then it winds up working through some other chain of ownership, if the original owner ever steps back into the picture, the answer is yes. He could buy it, he could redeem it, but he's only buying it or redeeming it in the capacity of a stay mikne. He is not buying it or redeeming it in order to restore its status of or as a stay achuza. So my avi Allah says the Gemara, wow, that was confusing. What is the makar for Rabbi Eliezer? We still don't know. We have Rabbi Yudin Rav Shimon saying in the Mishnah that at the first Yovel the Kohanim get it. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, after the first Yovel nothing happens. After the second Yovel nothing happens. It's only after the third Yovel, and it's only if somebody else came and redeemed the field from Ektish. And now we had a super confusing Shakla Vatari about how we know that if the Baal ever comes back into the picture. I mean, the bottom line is, if I had to summarize the whole daf, if the Baal ever comes back into the picture, once the Kohanim step into the scene, he can only get the status of a Stemikna. He can't retain the status of a Steachuza. That's obviously only after the first Yovel, because before the first Yovel, if he redeems it, yes, he does get a status of a Steachuza. So, but we were trying to figure out, Lo Yigoel, Od, and Asher Koneu. Super confusing. What's the Makar? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Vaya Sada Betseso Beyovel. It says, and it shall be the Sada Betseso Beyovel, Betseso Miad Acher. So it says that it's only when it goes into the possession of another person. In other words, when did the Kohanim get it? It's only Ba'yasad Betseso Bayovel, it goes to the Kohanim. But what does it mean Betseso Bayovel? It means only when somebody else had taken it out of Hektish because he was Podet, then when Yovel comes around, that person who was Podet loses his rights to it, and it goes to the Kohanim. Okay, so says the Gemara, Iboilu, Bailim Biyovel Sheni, Ka'achar Dami Olo. So are the Bailim Biyovel Sheni, in other words, after one Yovel passes, but before the second Yovel passes, so if the Bailim come and redeem it, so now are they considered like a third party, and then since somebody redeemed it from Hektish, at the next Yovel it's going to go to the Kohanim? Or can the Baal restore his status as the owner of a Steachuza by redeeming it after the second Yovel? And so when the next Yovel comes, it's not going, or after the first Yovel, so when the next Yovel comes, it's not going to go to the Kohanim. Because we saw that it only goes to the Kohanim when somebody redeems it from Hektish. The question is, when the Baal comes and redeems it from Hektish after one Yovel, does he restore his status as a Steachuza or not? Says the Gemara, Tashma, Lo Yigoel. Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yigal, that the Baal can't redeem it. Yochal lo teinagela shetelefonav kastei mikne. I might think that he can't redeem it in any capacity. Tamalomar, oh, that's why it says, oh, the Chamosh Aysa in a negela salvan negela shetelefonav kastei mikne. After the first Yevol passes, he can no longer restore a status of a stake achuza, but he can keep the status of a sade mikne. And in this situation, because the Baal's redeeming the field from Hektish, after the first Yovel passes, and it's considered to be a stay mikneh, when the next Yovel comes, yes, it will go to the Kohanim by Yovel. Says the Gemara, Amas. But what are we talking about? Ilema by Yovel Rishon. So we're repeating now what we said on Amud Aleph. So if we're talking about by Yovel Rishon, so am I in a Negelis? Why would I think the original owner cannot redeem the field? Achuzan Amihavia. It's also a stay achuza because the Yovel hasn't yet passed. Ela Pshita by Yovel Sheni. Elamai, we're talking about Yovel Sheni, obviously. Ulaman, but which sheet are we talking about? Ila Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon. If we're talking about the sheet of Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon, Lakohanim Nafka. It can't be because it already went to the Kohanim after the first Yovel, because they say first Yovel, one and done. You're done. It goes to the Kohanim right away. Elalav, Rabbi Eliezer. Elamai, it's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Vishmamina, Bailam, Biyovel Sheni, Ka'achar Damu. So we see that Bailam, Biyovel Sheni, after the first Yovel passes, the Bailam are like Ka'achar, meaning that yes, they can redeem it, but it has the status of a stay mikneh, just like if anybody else would come and redeem it, and then when the second Yovel comes, it's going to go to the Kohanim. So the Tisbara says the Gemara as follows: Rav Yudah Reb Shimon, I owed my darshi bay. But what did they do with this pasuk of Lo Yigal owed, which we were in according to the sheet of Reb Eliezer, slicing and dicing that yes, they can redeem it, but no, they can't redeem it as a stay achuza. But yes, they can redeem it as a stay mikneh. What did Rav Yudah Reb Shimon do with the word owed? So Elohacha b'mayaskinim besod shiyatzal Kohanim. We're talking about a field that went to the Kohanim by Yovel. V'ikdisha Kohen, and the Kohen is Makdashit, v'asu bailim lemifrike. And now the original owner of the field wants to redeem it from Ekdish. Salka da'itach amina lo tifrek shatekis de'mikne. I might think that the original owner cannot even redeem it for it to be a stay mikneh, tamalomar od. So that's what they do with the word od. Tamalomar od l'chamosh ha'isayin negelas ama negelas shetei levanav k'stei mikneh. That the original owner cannot redeem it to be a stay achuza, but he can redeem it to be a stay mikneh. He always has the right to redeem it. The only thing that he can't do, because it already went out to the Kohanim, is he can't restore its status as a stay achuza. Vatanya, and we learn, Yoshev Asada Lasher Kaneu, again, darshaning these psukim, that Yoshev Asada Lasher Kaneu Meito, Yachol Yachzor Legizbar Shalachaymeno, I might think that it goes back to the Gizbar, because remember, the original Bailam redeemed it from Hektish, so maybe by Yovel it goes back to the Gizbar, Tamalama Lasher Lo Achuza Sa'aretz. It says, no, it goes back to the person who has an Achuza Sa'aretz. So, and that is the Kohanim, because it becomes their Achuza once the Yovel is passed, if the Baal had not redeemed it before the first Yovel. So Matamalomar Lasher Kaneu. What does it teach us when it says Lasher Kaneu? So Sada Sheyotza LaKohanim. Now we're dealing with another hypothetical. A Sada that goes to the Kohanim, Umachra Kohen, and the Kohen sells it, V'ikdisha Lokeach, the buyer is Makdish it, V'go'ala Acher, and then a third party comes and redeems it. So at Yovel, it's going somewhere. V'yochol Tachzer L'Bala Marishonim. I might think it goes to the Bailam Arishonim, to the original owner of the Stei Achuza, Tamaloma L'Arsher Kaneu. Tamaloma goes back to the Kohen. V'itzrich L'michtav Lo Yigol, V'itzrich L'michtav L'Arsher Kaneu. And it has to say both of these psukim. Because Rachman Lo Yigol, if it would have said only Lo Yigol, Delo Kadra Klal. I might think that it doesn't go back to the owner at all, that the owner can't even redeem it as a say mikneh, because of Rachmana Lasher Kaneu. Therefore, it says Lasher Kaneu. So, Avik said Rachmana Lasher Kaneu, and if it would have said only Lasher Kaneu, Deloka Yala Balam Dummy. That when does it go back to Lasher Kaneu? That's only when nobody redeemed it from Hektish. Aval Hachadiyah Balam Dummy, but over here, when the owner came and redeemed it from Hektish, because again, the Kohanim got the field, the Kohanim sold the field, the buyer was Makdish the field, the owner, the original owner, now comes and pays money to Hektish to get the field back. So I'm thinking he paid money. What do you want from him? Let him keep the field. The take can be a dayuk, sivrachmana, lo yigoel. No, says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, lo yigoel. He cannot keep the field as a stay achuza. Vik sivrachmana lo yigoel. And if it would have said lo yigoel, velok siv od, and it wouldn't have said od, hava mino tifra klal. I might think that the original owner cannot come and take the field at all. Kaza rachmana od. Therefore it says, oh, the chmosha isain in agelas, avo negelas shete lefanev, kaste mikne. So the chiddush is, again, very repetitive, but the chiddush is that any time after the Bailam loses his original rights, he can always come and buy the field back. He could always come and be poda the field from Hektish, but when he comes and is poda the field from Hektish, he only is poda it in the capacity of stay mikne, not in the capacity of stay achuza. Says the Gemara, my haviyala. What is the bottom line here? So again, what's the deal with Rabbi Eliezer? So Tashma, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Gola Balam Yovel Sheni, Yotzolakanim by Yovel. If the Balam redeem it during the second Yovel period, in other words, the guy was Maktish the field, first Yovel passes, now before the second Yovel, the Balam Arishonim redeems it, it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel, meaning that when the Balam Arishonim redeems it, it has the status of Stay Mikne. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar li Ravina l'Ravashi, Ha'anan lo t'nanachi. We didn't learn that way. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we learned that Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein ha-kohanim nechnasin l'tocha, ad she'igalenu acher. So the Kohanim only get rights when another person comes and redeems it. But this is the crux of the question. So Amar li, Balam yovel sheni ka'acher dami, are the Balam by yovel sheni, one yovel already passed, now the Balam are going to come to redeem it. The halacha is that the Kohanim don't get the field until somebody redeems it. The Balam redeem it, it's after the first Yovel. The question is the Baal considered to be like Acher, so that by the second Yovel it goes out to the Kohanim, or not, so that he gets to keep it forever? So Ika Damri, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Gola B'Yovel Sheni, Eina Yotze L'Kohanim B'Yovel. If the Balam comes and redeems it during Yovel Sheni, it does not go out to the Kohanim. Why? Because the owner restores his status as a stay achuza. So Amalei Ravina lo Ravashi, and then Ravina says to Ravashi, Afana nami tanino, we also learn this way. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eina Kohanim nilachna socha, ad shigalenu acher. So the Kohanim don't get to go into the field until somebody else comes to redeem it. But if the Baal himself comes to redeem it during the second Yovel, it is like a stay achuza for him. Amar lei, imam asnisin, havamina balam biyovel sheni ka'achar dami, and the reason that we need all of these psukim is to teach me all of these drushes that we've been spending the last daf with, is because if I just would have learned from the Mishnah, I would have thought that balam biyovel sheni is ka'achar dami, kamash malon, not. So kamash malon, so from the ultimate shakla vatari in the Gemara, what we learn is that if the first yovel passes and during the second yovel, the balam comes and redeems the field, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he does get to restore his status as a stay achuza, and the Kohanim don't get it. So to sum up, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the only scenario in which the Kohanim get the field is if one Yovel passes, during the second Yovel period, somebody else redeems the field from Hektish. Then, at the second Yovel, the Kohanim get the field. If, however, the Baal himself comes during the second Yovel period and redeems it, he does get to restore its status as a stay achuza. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow. Oh.